FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
With a spotlight on this afternoon's mini-budget, an NPO has raised the alarm over a funding crisis for shelters for victims of abuse in KZN. The National Shelter Movement says 16 places of safety that assist women and children could be forced to shut their doors due to insufficient funding. The movement's KZN representative, Nadia Munsami, says limited funds make it difficult to take care of victims.
Currently at 70.35 per woman or child, and a quick analysis shows from 2012 to 2024 that there was an increase of a mere 11.35 per client or child, and no consideration of exorbitant inflation was taken into account.
Munsami says each shelter can accommodate up to 35 people, with the money they receive used towards meals, rent, maintenance and transport. She says they also pay for certificates and IDs because in some cases the abusers tear or burn them.
GBV in South Africa is at its highest, and it has been declared a pandemic by President Cyril Ramaphosa, and the women and children are daily needing a place of safety. What is going to be their fate without operating shelters?
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana will table his medium-term budget policy statement in Parliament this afternoon. Economist Bonke Dumisa believes the spotlight should be on future growth objectives.
Last year, public servants' wage bill rose up by more than 7.5%, and yet the economic growth was at 0.6%. That is unsustainable. We hope the government not going to lose the stamina to resist the high salary increase.
The traditional prime minister to the Zulu nation says that King Sisulu was not hurt in a crash involving his convoy in Vryheid in northern KZN. Tulisiswe Buthelezi has released a statement on last night's R34 collision, describing it as minor. He says the king is in good spirits and will continue to carry out his royal duties. Police are meanwhile investigating the cause of the crash. And then as the U.S. election campaign enters its final week, Vice President Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have been trying to woo voters in Washington and Pennsylvania. Harris described her political rival as a tyrant and a wannabe dictator.
On day one, if elected, Donald Trump would walk into that office with an enemies list. When elected, I will walk in with a to-do list.
The former president has been addressing Hispanic voters in Pennsylvania days after a comedian at his rally called the U.S. Caribbean territory Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage.
I will keep your family safe. I will defend religion. I will bring jobs, wealth, and factories back. And Puerto Rico in itself will be very thankful. The whole Hispanic, Latino community will be very, very thankful.
A high of 24 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sport to the Proteas, 366 for 2 batting first, day 2 second test against Bangladesh. Catch them if you can. That is the message from Orlando Pirates fans as they go 6 from 6 in the Betway Prem, and United close in on a new manager.